Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. A diverse law enforcement team can be a more empathetic and community-oriented team. The most diverse class of new highway patrol officers recently graduated from training in Pierre. Joining us now with insight is Colonel Craig Price. He's superintendent of the South Dakota Highway Patrol. He joins us from Pierre. Colonel Price, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Tell me about this class. How many? 59? Class 59? Is this the 59th class to come through training?
It was. It's the 59th class we've graduated in our history, and we had the largest one in over 40 years. We had 20 new troopers that graduated, five of those being females and 15 being males, so we're happy to have them out there.
Is this part of a recruitment effort, or is this just society changing and more women making an application or seeking careers with the Highway Patrol, or was there a concentrated effort to sort of broaden the diversity of troopers in the state?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of a few things. First off, I still think there's a lot of good folks out there that still have an interest in serving the public in a variety of ways, law enforcement being one of those. So I still think that here in South Dakota, we have a lot of those folks that are willing to do that. And secondly, we've really made an effort over the last few years to increase and improve our recruiting efforts in a variety of areas because we think that there was, or we thought that there was probably ways that we could better market the Highway Patrol, better inform people of the things that we do. Most people, when they think of a state trooper, they probably think, well, that's someone that I don't want to see on the highway if I'm speeding, because there's a good chance they might write me a speeding ticket. In fact, there's a lot of other things that we do in the agency, and we're trying to market those better and trying to get out there and specifically focus our efforts on some of those areas so we can best represent the public and the communities that we serve all across the state.
Is it a challenge to find qualified candidates? There have to be some fairly strict standards as far as who you really want to be in the department. And how do you reach out to the right folks and get them to apply?
It really is. There's high standards that need to be met. But again, there's a lot of folks that put in for the process, and a handful of them make it through and get hired. And then even a smaller handful make it through the training process. But, what we really try to focus on is getting the message out there and try to get as many people as we can to apply, because there's some folks that think, holy cow, that's a job that I can't do, or there's no way I'd be qualified to do a job like that. And I always encourage them, hey, why don't you apply, go through the process, let us help you make that decision. If you're someone that we think can do the job, then I think you're probably going to be able to do it. We always try to get that word out as much as we can, and one thing we found in the agency is that really the best recruiters are the people that work for us. Troopers are stationed in about 60 different locations across the state, and they know in their communities, whether it's through work or through extracurricular activities or things that they might volunteer in back home, they know some people out there that might make good state troopers and good coworkers. So we always encourage our staff, hey, if you know somebody that might make a good trooper, go out and find them and encourage them to apply. And you never know, that might happen. In fact, when I started 20 years ago, one of my college roommates was a state trooper, and he found me. He's like, holy cow, this job is awesome. You would love it. It'd be a great fit for you. You should apply. And that's exactly why I applied.
All right. Why did you stay for 20 years? What did you like about it so much that you said, I'm going to make a career out of it?
Yeah, well, I think when anybody starts law enforcement or starts a job and they're, low to mid-20s, they aren't necessarily looking at it maybe being a retirement job.
Right.
I grew up in a family where my dad was full-time military with the National Guard, and I knew that he was going to put in his 20-plus years and draw a pension and be able to serve his, through the military. So when I started, I thought, I'm gonna give this a try. I've always enjoyed being in a paramilitary organization. I was in the National Guard myself for about 9 years, and boy, once I started in law enforcement, I've never had a desire to get out of it. And here now, looking back the last 20 years, I cannot believe how fast it's gone. And that's one thing I, tell all of our new people, you got to be thinking about retirement and planning ahead for years down the road, because as much as you get tired of people telling you that time goes fast, once you're here looking backwards, it really does go fast.
All right, what makes a good trooper? What kind of characteristics are you looking for in the new recruits, male, female?
Yeah, there's a variety of things we look for. We look for people who are good quality citizens, who have a track record of making good decisions throughout the course of their entire life, starting even when they were back in high school. We're looking for people who are self-motivated, folks who are out there and want to be able to do the job and go out and do it on their own. They don't have to have somebody looking over their shoulder all the time to prod them along the way to make sure that they're out there doing the work. We're looking for people who can work independently, because obviously the job of a state trooper is very independent, and a lot of times you're out there on the highway in the middle of nowhere by yourself, and you need to be able to work in that manner and in that environment. But we're also looking for somebody who can be a member of a team, because you know, law enforcement as a whole is a team, and there's about 1,800 certified law enforcement officers in South Dakota, with the Highway Patrol being about 180 some of that, you know, 10%. And so there's going to be a lot of opportunities where you're going to be working with other agencies, other officers, other departments. And when there's a crisis, the public doesn't care who shows up. They don't care if it's a state trooper. They don't care if it's a deputy sheriff. They don't care if it's a city police officer. They just want somebody to show up and that's going to be able to offer them some help in their time of need. So we also want to make sure they can work as a team.
Let's talk a little bit about officer safety. And you mentioned just officers being, you know, often maybe the only person out there at the time. How do you deal with the issues that are specific to the South Dakota Highway Patrol, our geography, where officers are placed, that sort of ensure, you know, the best practices for officer safety?
Yeah, well, you know, I place a really high regard in getting our officers the best training possible. We are sending folks to training throughout the year to make sure that they're getting the latest and greatest things that they need to have to be able to do their job safely. I also am a firm believer in equipping them as best we can with the tools they need to safely do the job. And when you look beyond that, it goes back to some of the real basic core values of who a person is. If you can communicate with people, and if you can talk with folks, and if a situation looks like it's going to get out of control or it's going to start to escalate, but you have the ability to remain calm and you have the ability to de-escalate situations, you're going to be successful a lot of times. So that's one thing we talk to our folks about, is when you're out there by yourself, you need to be able to communicate with people. You have to be able to talk with them. You have to be able to de-escalate the situation so it doesn't turn into something that results in force being used or someone possibly getting hurt. And they take that very seriously, and they're very good at it.
What does an increased diversity, a greater gender balance, do for, you know, the entire Highway Patrol? How does that sort of affect the morale and the conversations and the training that you have? Or does it not? Does it just integrate and become sort of genderless?
Well, I think it just makes us stronger anytime that you can better represent the communities that you serve, because men and women, no matter what your background is or your race, ethnicity, no matter what it is, there's a lot of good people out there. And we're looking for the most qualified people that are there and that are able to become state troopers. And some folks I've had ask, you know, why have you put an effort on hiring females? And I just say, because there's a lot of qualified people out there across the state, and there's a lot of quality women out there. So we've made an effort in the last few years to have some specific recruiting events geared towards highlighting the Highway Patrol for recruiting women. And we have our female state troopers that have gone to those events and have marketed the Highway Patrol. And really, we've done it for the last 3 years, and attendance at those events has increased significantly in the last 3 years. We'd still like to get more people to them, and we're going to continue them. But when I look at the numbers, before we started that specific recruiting effort, in the three classes prior to it, we had a total of 31 women apply, and we hired three. And in the 3 years since we've started that effort, we've had 85 women apply, and we've hired 11 of them. So I think that it's successful. It's moving in the right direction. And law enforcement is a job for anyone. So if you're qualified and you're self-motivated and can work by yourself but yet be a valuable part of a team, we'd love to have you.
Do you have challenges to retention? How do you keep those new recruits sticking with the department? What's the turnover like?
Yeah, you know, retention is always something that it's difficult. Anytime you stick a lot of money in to train somebody to get them out in the road where they can work by themselves. You know, I don't know exactly what the numbers are today, but we lose anywhere from, you know, 12 to 15 people per year through, you know, there's really three different means. One being retirement, second one being, you know, a termination from employment, and third being you just resign and go on and look for something else. So that's why we really focus on trying to, you know, hire one class per year and to fill those vacancies, but to try to stay ahead of that and to make the job as good as it can while you come to work, so that it's something you wake up in the morning and say, holy cow, I can't wait to get to work today. And the longer that you're in law enforcement, the more things that you see and the more things that you experience, the more we have to focus on making sure that we don't lose sight of why we got into the job. You know, there's obviously opportunities for promotions. We have a lot of specialty areas in the highway patrol where troopers that gain experience can specialize in certain things, such as, you know, be on a drug interdiction unit or be an accident reconstruction specialist or specialize as a motor carrier trooper or be a member of a SWAT team. So there's different categories that, troopers can venture off into as they gain some of that basic experience of being a state trooper. And then they have an opportunity to, specialize in the area that, draws them most to why they got in the job.
Colonel Craig Price is superintendent of the South Dakota Highway Patrol. We've just welcomed Class 59. The recruits have been mostly assigned to their stations throughout the state. Colonel Price, thank you so much for your time. Be safe.
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate it.